Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
It's a Monday. How are you?
It's a big old land with a
brand new week full of promise. Right?
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Happiness is not out of reach this week. It's all up to you, folks.
He's off the week.
Our old buddy Aaron Tippin kicking us off on a Monday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Super producer is Chris Larson. Daniel answering your calls when you call us at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 to call us up. You can text us also at 701-237-1590. What's the big story of the weekend, do you think? USA soccer matchup for the women, or
there they lost. I think the obviously the what's frustrating is that now we know that Joe Biden has a burner phone. He was using a phone that was on the laptop, and we had a clip this morning. It was on who was it? It was on with Maria Bartiromo, but was saying that this investigative reporter called the number and Biden answered the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Then he hung it up when he realized, oh, that's not Hunter. Hey, come on, man. So, I mean, but what's frustrating, and Byron Donald, we had that clip on earlier this morning on the local shows, they're taking a break now. They're not going to get to this till they come back, and it's just going to be an inquiry on an impeachment. Ugh. Meanwhile, at the grocery store, at the gas pump, at the 401k stop in your retirement, they'll just keep going.
I see they are planning a hearing on the Gold Star families testifying for the first time on Afghanistan, which I think is great. I mean, they have this summer recess, so I hear you. I mean, keep the gas on the pedal. I'm with you on all of them. But they must be getting that in. I don't know when that's happening, but it's happening. We can find out when exactly that's happening. But there's a talk about stories that have gone, you know,
yeah,
bye-bye. That should not have.
Yep.
How we withdrew from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And the incredible incompetence of that led to lives lost. I actually think that's the most impeachable thing Joe Biden's done, is what happened in Afghanistan. I really do.
We watched...
That was horrible.
Have you seen the movie The Covenant? We watched a couple of movies this weekend. Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. It's a true story about an interpreter that he had in Afghanistan that saved his life. I mean, man, did he save his life.
The interpreter saved... The
interpreter saved his soldier's life.
One of ours.
Yeah.
Okay.
John Kinley, I think his name is the character, is the true story. And this guy had to go through mountain passes to save this guy and saved his life. And then he ended up, you know, unconscious back in the States, transported back, and they left him there. And then at the end of the movie, it talks about 300-plus interpreters that are hiding for their lives, that are still there.
Wow.
That helped us, that they've left there.
Covenant is the movie.
The Covenant, yeah. It's really good.
Where is that?
It's a Guy Ritchie movie. It's on Prime. I think we saw it on Prime, on Amazon. We have the Prime thing. We had to rent it. It's like a $5.99 rental. But
worth the rental.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Well, you saw two movies this weekend. What was the other one you were telling me you saw?
Actually, we saw three.
Wow.
Saw that one, and then the I'm blanking out on the what I saw. I'll think of it here. The Covenant was the one that really stood out, though. Oh, A Knock at the Cabin Door, good scary one. That's pretty good. And then we watched the movie Till, about Emmett Till, the story about the young man.
I've heard good things about that movie.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. I mean, if you know the story, 14-year-old kid from Chicago goes down to Mississippi to visit his cousins, and goes to the store and thinks the clerk behind the counter is a white girl in 1955 in Mississippi, Money, Mississippi, and thinks she's beautiful, and he gives her a and that whistle gets him killed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And the guys that killed him never saw a day in jail. They even admitted to it in a magazine interview after the trial.
What a horrible era.
Yep, awful.
Human beings.
Accurate history, though.
Made in the image and likeness of God. Every single human being. Thankfully, that's more and more in the rearview mirror, despite some people trying to, continually putting us in some form of a race war here in the United States.
Turning it up, yep.
Yeah. My hero of the weekend was Doug Burgum, who was on this week with George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos.
Yes, yeah, Stephanopoulos.
I'm sorry.
He's a Greek, you know.
That's right. Anyway, the favorite pastime of people like George Stephanopoulos, these media jackals, is to get Republicans on their shows and play What About That? They love to play What About That? And it's always to do with Trump or something involving Trump. But Governor Burgum did a nice job of putting it right back in their face today. Listen to this.
Pence right when he certified.
What does that say now? Oh, he's asking about Mike Pence and January 6th.
Pence right when he certified.
George, again, I just have to say, I just listened to 15 minutes of legal debate on this thing, and I'm sure you could run it again 7x24. But what I know is that I'm running against Joe Biden, and that's what we're going to be talking about. And of course, not a mention in the last 15 minutes of Hunter Biden or the laptop. Americans out there do concern. There are people on the ground that are not watching these Sunday programs that are saying, why is the DOJ defending Hunter Biden, and why are they attacking President Trump? It does seem political to people, and I think that the folks in Washington have to understand that, if they're surprised why Trump's leading the polls, it is basically people pushing back and saying, hey, we don't trust the system, and that's a bigger problem.
I love it, huh? Is that any good or what?
Love it.
Where's Hunter Biden coverage?
Yeah.
Let's go with the Hunter Biden coverage. So that would be my highlight for the weekend. And by the way, coming up on the program today, Rich Karlgaard, who is a publisher from Forbes magazine, North Dakota native, but also one of the first to really champion a potential, at the time, Doug Burgum presidential candidacy, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking pretty smart now. So we'll just chat with Rich about his thoughts of where the campaign's at right now. Look forward to that.
Doug was out at the Fest on Friday night. Had his hat. Him and Catherine looking good. They had the hat on. He had the whole nine going.
All right. Taking in WeFest.
Yep.
Very nice. Okay, so here's my other highlight.
All right.
Since I didn't watch any movies this weekend.
Okay.
Donald Trump, Truth Social, put this out yesterday, about 4 o'clock. The shocking and totally unexpected, he has that in air quotes, the shocking and totally unexpected loss by the U.S. women's soccer team to Sweden is fully emblematic of what is happening to the once great nation, our once great nation, under crooked Joe Biden. Many of our players were openly hostile to America. No other country behaved in such a manner, or even close. Woke equals failure. In caps, by the way. Woke equals failure. And then he ends his True Social post with, nice shot, Megan.
Oh, there you go.
Ta-da, bada boom.
A little something as I'm leaving there for you. A little shot.
Bada boom.
Megan, I am always, always Team USA. Any sport, any event, anywhere, anytime. But these women, or a portion of them, including Megan Rapinoe, and their anti-American kneeling nonsense rhetoric, it makes you want to root for the other team. Actually, I was like, yeah, they play in Ireland? Because I'll cheer for Ireland, boy!
Isn't it sad?
Playing Norway, I'm half Norwegian, I'll cheer for Norway and Ireland. I mean, it is sad. And that's what Trump's saying, that, you know, this whole thing is just, it's just going to deteriorate greatness is all it's going to do.
Joe Biden's legacy, ladies and gentlemen, playing out in front of us. Texter says, Governor Burgum should hang it up now. How can you talk about America's future if you're not willing to talk about the 2020 election?
That's exactly what I said this morning.
Will he just sidestep about Afghanistan and say there's nothing to see there? He's a swamp dweller. All right. Text welcome at 701-237-1590 on the program today or give us a call. Texter says, Donald Trump is an NFL all-star. Doug Burgum is a six-man high school backup quarterback. All right, comparing the two candidates, there you go. Team USA? No, Team Division.
Yeah, exactly right.
Exactly right. Hey, we have a big announcement on someone that is coming to Fargo that you're going to want to participate in and see them. And then I want to get your advice on something. Stay tuned for this next on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When is Def Leppard coming to the fine city of Fargo?
They are coming Friday night, Motley Crue and Alice Cooper.
There's a trio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get your Aquanet.
I saw Def Leppard at the Fargo Dome.
Yeah.
Talking about that. Like in the 90s.
Yeah, we were there. Yep.
Yeah.
We were both there. That was a great show.
Right? Wasn't it late 90s?
Yep. Yeah, like 98, 99. Yep.
And they're still at it. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and we were, in fact, over the weekend we were talking about that show coming up Friday and the ability for their drummer, after losing an arm, to be able to get back and make the amazing music that he did. And he's still touring with them. Rick Allen is his name.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. What's on your mind, brought to you by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They have Chevy and GMC products at that beautiful location in Valley City. You can stop and see them right there on Main Avenue or check them out online at PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. Do what I did. Go see the best of the best. They just are wonderful to deal with. Service after the sale that's impeccable. Great deal. Straight up, honest way to buy a vehicle. Great pre-owned selection right now, too. PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. All right, so the announcement that I was mentioning earlier, one of this country's great thinkers is coming to Fargo for Capstone Classical Academy. It's going to be an evening of celebration, thought, and giving. Dr. Larry Arne, who is the president of Hillsdale College. Now, this is one of the nation's great educational leaders. He is himself a professor of history and politics, in addition to being the president of Hillsdale College. He says about Hillsdale College, if you're not familiar with it at all, I encourage you to find out more. In fact, they are affiliated with the Capstone Classical Academy, which is right here in Fargo. Larry Arne says about Hillsdale that it's unique. It pursues the liberal arts first and foremost as an academic task. It pursues them with rigor, with love, and with devotion. Because of that, it is at the same time something more than an academic institution. It's an institution of freedom, of just the kind that our fathers believed would be necessary to the preservation of freedom. To fulfilling that duty, we at Hillsdale will continue our devotion. In that task, we act as once as seekers of the truth, as creatures of the Almighty, and as citizens of the greatest republic ever built. When those are the words from a president of an institute of higher education, you know that it's rock solid. So, this is pretty exciting stuff. Larry Arne will be here. Now, it's Wednesday, August 30th, 5 p.m. general reception, and then 6 p.m. dinner and program at the Delta Motel Hotel by Marriott, their big grand ballroom, beautiful location, an evening of celebration, thought, and giving. So if you go to capstoneclassical.com, capstoneclassical.com, all the details are on there about this, and you can also click to reserve your tickets for the dinner with Dr. Larry Arne, who I'm really, really, really looking forward to hearing from. Just fantastic. And because what they're doing now, I mean, for one, this partnership that they're doing, like with Capstone Classical, that's something that started pioneering here, but happening more places around the country. That'll transform education. And Capstone Classical Academy is a member school of the Hillsdale College. So, pretty extraordinary. So anyway, one of the country's great thinkers, Larry Arne, he'll be here on August 30th. Check that out, capstoneclassical.com. I was thinking, Kev, you know, it's the type of environment that we find ourselves in right now. You need opportunities to fill your bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You really got to work on your, you know, because with all the news headlines that are out there, all the things you open up a newspaper and you see on the evening news and everything else, it just chips away at you little by little by little by little by little till the point you get to the, you know, like sort of, I'm just going to crawl in a hole. And opt out of everything.
A number of people I bet are already there.
I
know they are.
That was the beauty of the Tea Party movement early in the Obama years. Because we knew what was coming to transform America. And the Tea Party movement was born out of that, which really has morphed into the MAGA movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Same premise. I would say a little less in the Tea Party movement about a individual, where MAGA is obviously about, you know, Donald Trump, but it's about Donald Trump because he fought the way people want elected leaders to fight. That's why they like him. But my point is this. If you don't find events like this with Dr. Larry Arne to come to fill your bucket, You can very easily get to a dark place and just see so much going around you in the wrong direction. So my question is, how do you fill your bucket? How do you how do you, you know, what is it that checks the box that keeps you going, that has motivated you? Because I think we all need a little bit of that. And I would say, I know that our friends at Freedom Matters USA are looking to bring in someone. And it would be someone more of the, probably that, would, that the MAGA crowd would like, the voice of the conservative movement,
right,
if you will.
Yep, yep.
Dr. Arne is more of an educational leader. I mean, he is wicked smart on the founding documents, the founding fathers. What they've done at Hillsville, it's unmatched. It's unbelievable.
Amen, yeah.
That's a bucket filler. That is a bucket filler all the way. What else would be a bucket filler, more on the conservative, you know, MAGA side of things? Who would you want to hear from?
Ben Shapiro.
Okay.
Charlie Kirk.
Now, Charlie Kirk's been here.
Yep. Oh, Charlie, that's right. Charlie's been here.
Not that you wouldn't want him back, but.
Oh, what's her name? Amma Paul. Have you seen her? She's with Prager. I follow her.
I have not.
I'm trying to think of her first name. Boy, there's a number of up and comers too that would really, you know, look at that roster that Charlie had at that Young Women's Leadership Summit. That was really something. Riley Gaines would be. I'd love to see Riley Gaines.
I'd love it if we had a sort of a speaker series.
Yeah.
You know, where once a quarter you had people coming in, but I want to know who ought to be on that list. And by the way, we'll forward that on to the folks at Freedom Matters, because they're literally looking to, right now, find a speaker to come in, and love your suggestions. So let us know who it'll be. You know, another one, and I don't know how well known he is, but I put him in the category of great thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Peterson.
Oh, he's another one. Yes.
You know, he's a Canadian psychologist. Author, but you see him in some things. I mean, his books are unbelievable. Never been so proud to know that I have two of my three children who have his books. And he does tour. He goes on tour. In fact, he's got a tour coming up on I don't know where exactly he's going, but he does tour around. But he's a good thinker, isn't he?
Oh yeah,
kind of guy that just
love him.
Engages your brain.
Yeah,
all
and
the
he's
way.
All about. We never should have lost toxic masculinity. I like the way with his accent too. He's got that Canadian, very smart guy.
So when he does a tour, guess what he does? London, Krakow, Poland, Madrid, Spain.
No.
That's where he's going.
Yeah.
Amsterdam, Netherlands. I just looked it up. Lithuania, unbelievable. Yeah, so he's global. He's global, but who else might there be? Tell me at 701-271-1100. Who fills your bucket? What do you do to fill your bucket and just keep a positive attitude in really dark times politically in our country? I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. I don't like to be Debbie Downer, but these are dark times. So what keeps you pumped up? Tell us at 701-271-1100. More coming up.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The menu for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Fine at home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. 45th Street location today. Beefy macaroni hot dish. Chicken pot pie or chicken or country fried steak, rather. Chicken pot pie or country fried steak, West Fargo, West Main Avenue. Lasagna and garlic bread in Fargo. Glendon Salisbury steak. Harwood beefy noodles today, mac and cheese and sloppy joes at MP Avenue, meatloaf or scalloped potatoes in Hammond Valley City. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. All right. Somebody just texted in John MacArthur. I don't know who John MacArthur is. Well, we'll put it on the list because we asked, right?
There you go. I was trying to think of what I was thinking on Prager. It's unapologetic. Amala Ekpunobi is her name. E-K-P-U-N-O-B-I. Amala. Just put unapologetic in and you'll find her. She's awesome.
All right. Another one on the list. Still to come, by the way, on the program today, we'll be joined by Rich Cargard, publisher of Forbes magazine, an early voice for Doug Burgum to run for president of the United States. And, of course, he got his wish. I want to take Rich's temperature a little bit on how Doug is doing so far and how it's tracking in his view. He laid out a scenario in a lengthy piece in Forbes about how he could have the path to the Republican nomination, believe it or not. So we'll hear from Rich coming up. Also, our friends from the Job Creators Network are here to talk about something you'll never hear about in the media, and that's how Bidenomics is a total bust. Average wages, which they were crowing about last week, grew slower than core inflation. Do you know what that means? So let me just do the math with you. If wages grow slower than core inflation, your wages and your living standards are flat at best or going down. So we'll dig into that because you're going to get that nowhere in the media. Still to come on the program. Question of the day. What fills your bucket? How do you stay positive in a time of one indictment, two indictments, three indictments? And, you know, the onslaught that we're getting go back to what we talked about earlier segment or a couple segments ago, Team USA. Team USA! We can't root for Team USA in a soccer tournament because somebody on the team is more interested in dissing the United States of America, for crying out loud. So in the face of story after story after story like that, what do you do? And who could we bring in that would really fill your bucket? Who would you love to, who would you buy a ticket to go see in a nanosecond? Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Morning, Kevin.
Morning.
Okay. Two people that would fill my bucket there. One you can pay money to see. I would. Mark Levine. This guy really gets out there and he hammers them. But
well, let me tell you, Mike, person, I'd love to come.
The main being that,
I'd love to come to Fargo.
Yeah. Get off my phone, you big dope.
I'm just not coming February.
Yeah. No, Mark, I watched the show last night. All weekend, I watched nothing, zero, nada, except last night, Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin. And it was really good. He had Donald Trump's lawyer on.
The other person is God. God fills my bucket because he's there for us all the time. He can't be intimidated. He can't be arrested. He can't be pushed. He is there for you and for me. That really fills my bucket.
Well, well said, Mike. Without that, forget about it. Definitely the true north there, for sure. Anything else, Mike?
You have a blessed day, okay?
All right, you too. Appreciate the call very much. 701-271-1100. All right, so I got a little more information on this John MacArthur that was suggested by one of our listeners.
Yep.
He's an American minister, Baptist pastor, and author.
Ooh.
Hosts the National Christian Radio show. All right. Now we know.
I'm down, you bet.
Thank you for that very much. Not to, you know, not like we have to have heard of the name. That's why we're asking.
Listener friend says Trump. there's a speaker we'd like to see come back.
He's been here.
Yep.
Why not come back, right? He was in Alabama over the weekend. Alabama's not exactly an early primary state. So.
Yeah, we have like 30 people at a local Perkins, like Joe Biden has.
No, he
doesn't even do that, does he?
There was a sold-out...
It was crazy, I know, I'm kidding. It was unreal. It's like Biden can't fill up a meeting room at the back of the local cafe.
Texas says,
I'm selling out arenas.
Texas says, what keeps me pumped up, knowing the sacrifice and fortitude of all the men and women who fought and bled for the greatest country in the world, we'll get back there, it's just going to take a while. That's a great text.
Freedom will reign.
It's a great text and a good reminder that you just can't, even like this weekend, there's two law enforcement officers from the Fargo Police Department that had been hospitalized up till Saturday, and one remains, Adotis, but Hawes was released over the weekend. Oh, I'm sorry, Dotis was released.
Yep.
Hawes
yep.
is still... Is,
yep,
is,
Tyler's still... Yep, yeah. Tyler Hawes is still... But Officer Dotis...
Andrew Dotis...
Walked out of the elevator to a lot of cheering right here. Full hallway at Sanford as he left. Members of the guard.
Yeah.
Law enforcement.
Medical staff.
Hospital staff.
Yeah.
His wife and baby. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Incredible.
Pretty amazing.
Incredible. And, you know, you couldn't see that and just think what could have been. And, of course, we know the family of Jake Willeen still in our thoughts and prayers. But that kind of heroic undertaking, guys responding to a traffic accident, for crying out loud, or shot at in Fargo, North Dakota. So, great point on the men and women who fought and bled for the greatest country in the world. And by the way, a lot of these guys were National Guard and law enforcement. So they're serving on two fronts. Pretty amazing. But that's a good reminder. And in my mind, you know, to the earlier caller, Mike said, God fills my bucket. 100%. I mean, that's where you go. That connection Without faith, I can't imagine navigating this world. I just can't imagine it. It goes without saying, for sure, but I'm glad Mike brought it up. But you still, in my mind, take comfort in the fact that, hey, there's a lot of people out there that think like I do. And there's a lot of people out there that are worried for the future of this country. What do? To fill their bucket. To take pounding after pounding after pounding, hit after hit after hit from the news cycle and still keep going. What is it you do? And who would you like to see here that would really light your fire? On the list so far, Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, Mark Levin, Donald Trump. You know who mine is? Tucker Carlson.
Oh.
And I say
you and Alex.
I say Tucker because
I'd love to see Tucker.
I've seen him before at a Charlie Kirk event. And the Tucker Carlson on TV is very different than the Tucker Carlson on stage. And I don't know if this was a Fox thing or what, but his faith is pretty extraordinary. And he really weaves that into his message very well. So there's as much a faith-based message as there is, you know, the kind of goofy, laughing, great interviewer type you see on television, you know. But there's another one with a great mind. God is our daily hope. Well said. God is our daily hope. Appreciate that. I call George Stephanopoulos George Step on All of Us. They're not bad.
Yeah, there you go.
Got another nickname for him. Yeah, he interviewed Governor Burgum. We played that clip earlier today. Can you name another country, says this listener, that taxes its citizens to give free money to America? I don't know. Good question for our friends from the Job Creators Network. They're going to join us later on in the program. I will ask them on your behalf that very question so we can get you an answer. You can text us 701-237-1590. Call us with your suggestions, 701-271-1100. Candace Owens, says another listener.
Oh, bingo. Bring her back.
Candace Owens was in North Dakota not all that long ago. Actually, she was in Fargo for a Turning Point USA event on the campus of NDSU. And then before that, out in Bismarck. Kevin and I were out there to see Candace. She's great. She's great.
Yeah.
Another vote for Tucker. Invite to Tucker Carlson to Fargo as a speaker, also for the concert at WeFest. Does Tucker Carlson strike you as a WeFest kind of?
I think he is a country fan.
Is he?
I think he is, yeah.
Well, who isn't?
Well, right.
God, country,
everybody's
America?
A country fan of WeFest.
Yeah. Exactly right. Another listener on Governor Doug Burgum conversation. All of America knows Biden did not win the 2020 election. America knows and watched as Biden was inaugurated as the president. If a person or regime cheats, that person doesn't win. Doug knows that too. All right, thank you. And a suggestion here for Dr. David Martin, another name I don't know. You know that name, Kev?
I know the name. I don't follow him, but I've seen a reel or two of his.
I'm curious of these ones we don't know the names of because, you know, you can always, you know, find better, more people to put in your feed, you know, and just keep tabs on. So don't be afraid to share ones that are lesser known.
Yeah, PhD, looks like.
The thinker.
Yep.
The thinker.
More in the, about the medical world.
All right. Texter says that Burgum cheerleading is a non-starter and a complete waste of time in the middle of a national crisis. Being a Burgum fanboy diminishes the validity of this program, not what North Dakota wants to hear about. Look, the governor of our state is running for president of the United States. We're talking about it. It doesn't make you a fanboy. We're following it. It's a big story. Come on.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
businesses.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you've had COVID-19 or some strain of it, you've most likely experienced cognitive dysfunction. It's called brain fog. Brain fog actually isn't a medical or scientific term. It's just a term used by individuals to describe how they feel following the COVID experience. Sluggish, fuzzy, downright exhausted. Well, Cirrusset can help. Cirrusset is a wellness company that helps its clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. You relax, you rebalance, and you reset with Cirrusset. Find out more online at Cirrusset.com, C-E-R-E-S-E-T. Just think of it as C-E-Reset, Cerebral Reset, C-E-Reset.com. Or you can call them at 701-566-5231. Just talk to anybody that's use Cirrusset, and they will tell you it makes a big difference. A lot of happy customers there. A lot of rave reviews. Neat testimonials. Love hearing them. Elon Musk is on the list now, Kev.
Oh, good luck with that. But hey, why not?
You never know.
You never know.
Maybe he'd have that cage match that he's going to have with Mark Zuckerberg here.
Is that actually happening?
I think it's happening.
I think it
is. It's the craziest idea.
Somebody said Zuckerberg put an octagon in his backyard or something, or on his property.
Yeah.
He's been training in it.
Yeah, and his wife is mad at him because it ruined the grass or something.
So. I'll tell you right now, I would bet you Zuckerberg wins that hands down. Nothing against Elon, but, I mean, Zuck seems in pretty good shape.
He's kind of a shrimp, though.
Well, we'll see. MMA's a different animal. I think he's taking, I don't know. The whole thing's very intriguing.
It's a crazy idea, but I would imagine they end up doing something and probably have charities benefit or something.
Yeah, it'll be something to that.
These are two very, yep. very wealthy individuals. Anyway, I'm with you on Elon Musk's brain. There's something there that is very intriguing. Just the way he thinks and well, the innovation that he's done, no doubt about it. So he's a good one. Thank you very much. Here's a comment from a listener about Donald Trump. This listener predicts that Donald Trump will skip the debate and do something with Tucker. Then the debate will flop because of it. All the candidates not named Trump will be humiliated. First of all, I would not at all be surprised if Donald Trump did not go on the debate stage and counter-programmed it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally having something exact same time
yeah.
with him.
Oh, yeah.
That would be... That'd be
telling.
It'd be very interesting.
Yeah, it would.
Very interesting. Although I still think there's a part of me that believes that he just wants to be on that stage. He wants to be on that stage to show the rest of them up. It's one of two things. He's on that stage because he can't not be on the stage, or it's counter-program. He's not going to be dark for the day.
Let me ask you this. If you think MMA, let's just put an analogy there. You're Conor McGregor. In the height of his MMA career, you've got every belt.
I don't know who that is, but anyway.
He's the man.
He's
a middleweight,
okay,
I believe.
Yep.
I forget his weight, but he's the man in UFC.
Never watched MMA in my life. UFC, none of it.
Irish dude, very lethal.
Am I a loser that I didn't
watch
this?
No, that's okay. That's what I'm saying. If you have every belt and you're the champion, are you going to give some lower-level, unranked opponent a shot at your title? I'm not even going to get in the ring and let him have a shot at it. If you're Trump, why would you do anything other than wait for the election? I'm at 50%.
Because he's Trump.
I think his tactics I think the tactics of a better fight will outweigh his ego. That's my guess. He won't do it.
He loves the stage.
He doesn't need it, though.
I guess.
He doesn't need this one. He doesn't need this stage.
I'm just talking about his persona. I'm just talking about...
I'm with the texter. I think there's no way he does it.
All right, some more of your text. Dan Bongino. Okay, we'll add him to the list. Dan Bongino. Question, by the way, is... Who fills your bucket? How do you fill your bucket? What do you do to stay in the fight and roll up your sleeves and want to see the America worthy of our founding fathers and our great 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 grandparents and the people who came before us? These World War II vets. How do we be worthy of these law enforcement officers? Engage in this fight for America. So how do you fill your bucket? And one of the suggestions we have is just have somebody here coming to town that might just do that. We mentioned earlier one of the great higher education thought leaders, Dr. Larry Arnn from Hillsdale College, will be here for Capstone Classical Academy on August 30th. Details at capstoneclassical.com, capstoneclassical.com. But that's one of the reasons that I'm raising this question, because I think Dr. Larry Arnn will fuel your fire for what we need to do for education in this country, which is a huge part of why we are where we are.
Yep.
Huge. All right, so Dan Bongino's on the list. Thank you for that. Another listener opining on the Trump debate dilemma. He won't be on the stage. He has better people surrounding him, and he's more focused than ever before. All right? So the staff will say, sir, don't go. Don't go. Kid Rock is on the list.
Well, that'd be interesting. How about Ted Nugent while we're bringing him in?
Tucker Carlson is winning the contest far and away right now. Listener says, my vote is for Kevin, Alex, Steve, and you. I get all the news I need, that's what I'm trying to say, from your wonderful station. I take solace in cooking my Cajun cuisine and fishing. Lots of fishing. Keep up the good work. Well, that's very kind.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who needs Tucker Carlson?
Oh, you got us every day.
Got Kevin, Alex, yeah. Steven.
You got us every day.
Some goofball on What's On Your Mind. Listener says Riley Gaines should be on the list.
Yeah.
Riley Gaines.
I second that.
Should be on the list.
I just want to meet her, just to be able to tell her how proud I am of her and all the courage she's showing.
Exactly. And it takes courage to venture into that woke mob. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your order.